Ayo, guys, what's up, guys? It is Halfway Random Podcast. It is your host, John, the man with the plan. And I know, it's been a while. I had to just cool off after the ending of Season 1. Because that final episode of Season 1 was just hate-filled. I was angry. Let's not do that again. It's Season 2. And on this episode, we are going to just be talking about what's new and what's going on. So, let's get it going. It is the Halfway Random Podcast. For anybody new that is listening, I talk about whatever is on my mind at the time. So, let's get into this. So, as you know, at the ending of Season 1, you know, I broke up with my fiance. So after that, you know, got that all out of my system. I went and bought a new car, a 2007 Ford Mustang. It is my baby. It is one of the best cars I've ever owned. And it's super fast. I think I topped it out at, I think it was like 115 on the highway. And I could still give it more, I just chose not to. So, that's what's new with that part, the vehicle part. Looking forward to doing some mods on it, though. This ain't a car show podcast, but I just thought I'd update you guys on that. And as of recording this, I am also watching the Cowboys lose again. And as you guys know, I hate the Cowboys very, very much. I am one they would call a Cowboy hater. Like, I hate them so bad. I love seeing their misery. Yep. Then, let's see what's new. I went to go see that new Ford versus Ferrari movie. I'm not going to get too much into that because I don't want to spoil anything, and I have a habit of spoiling things. I'm just going to say I'm a Ford guy. I've always been a Ford guy. Ford Mustangs, that's my dream car. But I'm really liking the Ford GT, though. That's like one of my dream cars. I know I said the Mustang is my dream car, but the GTs, those look sick. So back onto the movie. Takes place at the 66 Le Moines 24 hours. Of course, I know I'm not even saying that right, but Le Mans. There you go. I said it right that time. Yeah, and it's just based on a true story. It has the dude that played Batman in it. You can't go wrong with that. It was a great movie overall. Overall, I'd give it a 10 out of 10. I fairly enjoyed that movie. And yes, it was long, but it wasn't like a long where it just drags through. It's actually it doesn't feel long when you're actually watching it, which is good. Because, you know, some movies just drag on past what they should end, but they just keep dragging it on. I don't like those movies. Then next, let's talk about my Vikings. As you guys know, the Vikings are my team. I'm a diehard Vikings fan. I bleed purple. Let's talk about them. We are looking good. We are the sixth seed of the playoffs. If the season ended today, we'd be sixth seed, which would be super nice because I think we'd go against the Packers at seed number 3, which I would give us a good chance of moving on from that game. Let's see, the final four games that we have to play is Sunday. We play the Lions. Then we go out to LA to play the Chargers. Then we go Green Bay and then the Bears, week 17. I'm not too worried about this schedule. We're definitely going to win out. And if not, we might lose to the Packers, but I'm not saying that we're going to lose to the Packers because, you know, I think we got them, especially since all our divisional games now are at home. So that's going to make it tough on the away teams because we play anybody tough at home. But we also play them tough on the road as well. We're just a good overall team away and at home. So, let's see. Christmas is coming up. I'm going to be doing a Christmas episode. I don't know what time that will come out because I got family stuff I got to do. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. That was not that long ago. I went over to my family's, you know, we did the normal thing. We had to watch the fucking Bears take on the fucking Lions. Why are the Lions even on Thanksgiving when they're not even a premier team? Like, come on. Like, that's dumb. I mean, I know the Lions have been playing Thanksgiving football since 1923, but that's just ridiculous. They're terrible. I mean, so are the Bears. I don't know why the Bears are playing on Thanksgiving either. That was actually a good game, though. I won't lie to you. That was a pretty good game. I was entertained. And I hate the Bears, and I hate the Lions. Ooh, what about those that Saints game, though, against Atlanta? They recovered 3 onside kicks in a row. Like, that's impossible. Well, it's not impossible. It just happened. But, so, the first one, he onsides it perfect. He gets called for being offsides, which, if you look, and if you watch the replay, he definitely was not offsides. So, there should have been no penalty. So, then they re-tee the ball. He goes for another onside kick. He kicks it perfect once again. The same player that recovered it on the first one recovered it on the second time. And it was just beautiful. And then on the third time, I think it was after a field goal, they lined up for another onside. They kicked it. And then I think the dude just ran over the guy that was receiving it and fumbled it. And then the Atlanta guy picked it up. And then let's talk about the Carolina Panthers, just because I feel like throwing shade. It's episode 1 of season 2. Let's just go at it. Why don't we go back to the old me? They fire Ron Rivera, finally. I've been calling for his head for about a year now. My friend is a huge Carolina Panther fan. I don't know why anybody would put themselves through being a Carolina Panther. Also, what they need to do also is give Cam Newton away, because his backup is doing way better than Cam has. I mean, what can I say? He was the kid from the Play 60 commercial when he was a kid, and Cam was the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. That's crazy. So, what else? Football news. I think that's about it on the football news. Okay, so I was thinking about this afternoon. I was just sitting on my couch, you know, bored, watching Street Outlaws, you know, because that's what I do. I love street racing, by the way. I'll just throw that out on the podcast. I do love street racing. It's like something I like to do. But so as I sat there watching Street Outlaws, I was thinking movie titles. I just, for some reason in my mind, I was just thinking, what if I made a movie? What if I was to sell a movie idea to a let's just say, I don't know, no movie studios, but what if I was just to sell one of my ideas to them? Because I have a great one, and I'll tell you right now. I will tell you what it is right now. It will blow your mind. I think it is one of the best ideas you could ever think of. Well, at least for me, because I'm like super dumb sometimes. So this might just be a super dumb one that I think is like super cool. Okay, so the movie. Here's the scene, okay? Six friends are sitting there, right? Then one day one of the guy friends decides to transgender over into a female, right? And then the other friend that was sitting like next to the transgender male that transitioned into a female falls in love with the lady that transitioned from a male to a female, right? And get this, the movie title, Breast Friends. Yes, Breast. Breast Friends. I love that. It's so funny. It is so awesome, and it's a great idea. I love that idea. Okay, the actors would be Owen Wilson as the dude that falls into the love with the transgender male to female. The person that would play the transgender would be... Oh, who did I say? Who was I thinking? Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid would be the transgender one because that's badass. Dennis Quaid is badass. Okay, then the other four friends would be played by, you know, James Franco, Seth Rogen, Seth Rogen, and then, what's the other name? Oh my gosh. Man, I'm blanking right now. I only need two names. Like, why am I blanking on the names? Oh my goodness. So what happens when you don't write down your list and you just kind of just freeball it? Let's see, Seth Rogen. The dude that played on High School Musical, you know, I'm trying to think of his name. It's at the tip of my tongue. I can't say it. Oh, my Lord. I am brain freezing right now. Oh, well. I can't think of... I know who I'm thinking of. He's on the tip of my tongue. I pause. That was... sounded very bad. And then the other guy would probably be Mark Wahlberg as the last friend. I can't remember that other dude's name. Oh my god. What a dumbass I am. I can't believe. Can't remember the dude's name. Fuck. Okay, I'll just move on so there's not all this thinking time. But yeah, that's the movie idea. I mean, that's like Oscar winning shit right there. Music. This episode's kind of just jumping around, but it's kind of what this podcast is about. It's kind of just me freeballing and just talking about what's on my mind. So, music. Two new albums come out tonight from two of my favorite artists. You have XXXTentacion. That is his second After Death album. And it's rumored to be his final album, which kind of makes me upset and sad because I love XXX. The next one is Family Ties by Fat Joe. Looking forward to that. I heard Eminem's line in one of those songs is like super bad, so I'm really looking forward to that. They both come out at midnight tonight, so I'm going to be listening to them, and I might have a follow-up tomorrow about after I listen to them, give you guys my feedback maybe. I'm not sure yet. I think it's time to wrap up this. It's going past the time that I allot for myself. So I'll see you guys on the next one. This has been Halfway Random Podcast with your host, John. And if you liked it, please don't forget to like or subscribe so you guys can get wherever you listen to your podcast, just so you guys don't miss anything. Awesome. See you guys in the next one. Peace.